In a year that has included a global pandemic, economic turmoil, and a reckoning on race, the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has pretty much solidified 2020 as a year like no other. Known simply as RBG to her loyal supporters, Justice Ginsburg was an outspoken advocate for women's rights and civil rights. And joining us on the phone right now is Quinnipiac law professor Marilyn Ford, who bore witness to Ginsburg's trailblazing path as a student of hers at Rutgers University. Professor Ford, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be on your show.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. Thanks to RBG, among other things, women have the right to sign a mortgage without a man, the right to have a bank account without a male co-signer, the right to have a job without being discriminated against based on gender. You have said she was small in stature, but God, was she fierce. Can you talk a little bit about that fierceness?
Yes, I can. Well, first of all, when you think about Justice Ginsburg, you not only think about the decisions that she authored, you also think about her dissents. And her dissents and decisions, in many instances, are more important than the majority opinion. And that would be in cases such as when the Supreme Court decided that we no longer needed the protections provided by the Voting Rights Act. She wrote a dissent that was blistering. When you think about her dissent in other cases, you think about maybe Ledbetter. You started out by talking about things that women can do today without having to have a man. Those were things that I would say that her dissent in Ledbetter probably led to the Fair Pay Act. So she always spoke truth to power. She always stood up for what she believed. And you started out by saying that she was an ardent supporter of civil rights. And, of course, we all know women's rights.
Now, Professor Ford, when you were her student back in the day, this predates the Supreme Court years. Do you understand that you were in the presence of greatness with this woman who was teaching you?
Not only did I understand that I was in greatness, I was actually in her presence because I understood that. I actually started my first year of law school at the University of Iowa and had some opportunity to spend some time at Rutgers over the summer after my first year, where I was introduced to Justice Ginsburg, to another civil rights lawyer, Arthur Conoy, and others. And I realized that Rutgers was the place to be because that's where activist law professors were. And they were basically working with students and preparing them to become activists and civil rights lawyers. So I actually had the opportunity. I sort of created the opportunity because I transferred from an excellent law school to be in the presence of professors like Justice Ginsburg, who was able to impress upon her law students the importance of equal justice, civil rights, and fighting for civil liberties for all across the board. So, yes, I understood it then, and now I certainly appreciate that I had the opportunity and honors that many did not have.
Professor Ford, a lot of people on both the left and the right are very nervous slash excited about who the next appointee will be. And are justices, judges, lawyers, people in the legal profession, in your opinion, truly able to make decisions without letting their own personal beliefs interfere with the legal aspect of it?
First of all, let me say that the way you phrased the question, they should be experiencing all of those emotions. And I would say that Justice Ginsburg's last words, as reported by her niece, was that she fervently wished that the decision would not be made in the midst of a political, race. So I believe that she believed, and I do believe, that the decision can be made without political overtones. I do believe that if her last wishes are, if we pay attention to what she was saying on her dying bed, she was saying, take time, look at the next person, vet the next person, look at the next person's records, not in the immediate past, but in the long-term past, the positions that they stood for, and try to find someone like me who will be brilliant, compassionate, courageous, fierce, tenacious, and fight for and advocate for all.
In the past 10 years or so, I feel like, especially with the release of RBG, the film, it seems like she endured a mega rock star status with a whole new generation of young people who just waved the RBG flag because she was so inspiring. You can't be surprised by the fact that she enjoyed a resurgence of popularity.
No, I cannot. And I think to a great extent, the activists today, the young activists of today, I think in her own way, she really inspired them, because I basically was inspired by her as a young person. I had come out of the 60s civil rights movement. I'd come out of, fighting for freedoms for African Americans, basically. And she basically inspired me and others to look at oppression across the board, whether it was race, whether it was gender, whether it was religion, sexual orientation. And I think that's what young people are doing today. So the same magnetism she had as a younger woman, she actually had as an older woman in her 80s. That was just the beauty of Justice Ginsburg.
I was talking a little bit about Justice Ginsburg and her workout routine, because it was very well documented.
Yes.
I was wondering if during your course of study under her, you ever took a calisthenics class with her.
No, I didn't. But looking at her workout routine, I think I should start.
No. We appreciate you so much taking time out of your day. I know you've done a lot of interviews. Professor Marilyn Ford, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a good day.